Renee Kanacki was appointed to the Michigan State University Board of Trustees by Governor Whitmer in December 2019 to complete the term vacated by Nancy Schlichting. Kanacki currently serves as a professor of law at the University of Houston Law Center and is the Joanne and Larry Doherty Chair in Legal Ethics. She teaches constitutional law, professional responsibility, and a seminar on gender, law, leadership, and power. Trustee Kanacki, it's great to have you on MSU today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're an East Lansing resident who works in Houston. Just give us a little bit of your background and then what attracted you to this position.
I actually got my start as an academic here in East Lansing. I spent a decade on the faculty at the Law College. That was after graduating from the University of Chicago Law School, practicing law for a few years, both in private practice and government work, and then realizing what I wanted to do most was become a law professor. And so I'll always be grateful for that start. Then in 2016, transitioned to a position at the University of Houston, a wonderful opportunity that I think came up in part because of the great beginnings I had here at Michigan State. At the same time, I was raising kids, and, as they were getting older, we weren't really sure at first whether they would transition to join me in Texas full time. But what we've decided is best for our family is for them to stay in East Lansing and continue to raise them here. And it's part of why I care so much about the university. Yeah. It's where I got my start as an academic, and East Lansing, because of the Michigan State community, yeah, is a wonderful place to raise your children.
And you received tenure at the College of Law and also taught at the Eli Broad College of Business and the Honors College. While there, you were a director of the 21st Century Law Practice Summer Program in London and co-founder of the Reinvent Law Laboratory for Law, Technology, Innovation, and Entrepreneurship. You're an internationally recognized expert on legal ethics. What does that mean, and how will that skill set sort of help you steward MSU along?
I always approach any situation from the perspective of being trained as a lawyer. And I think that is useful in any setting, but perhaps especially the setting that the Board of Trustees finds itself in now. In part because one of the, I think, immediate concerns is how the board will go forward in the question of the investigation that the Attorney General has been conducting regarding the Nassar abuse, the release of 6,000-some documents. But my training and perspective, I think, also gives me, not only just as a lawyer, but as an academic, a broader perspective of what the role of a university is, and especially what is the role of a land-grant institution, a place which is a residential college and university for students to come together and be educated in the 21st century. And so I think that's a combination of background, my legal ethics work from a lawyering perspective, but also my legal ethics work as a member of an academic community.
What are some of your short-term goals as a trustee of Michigan State University? Obviously, at your first board meeting, you made headlines with your discussion of reviewing the documents, but just discuss some of your short-term goals.
Sure. So one of my most important goals is learning everything I can about the university that I didn't already know. Right. Absolutely, spending a decade here as a faculty member, I learned a lot, but that was really just in the context of the Law College, and there's so much more going on this campus. As a community member here, raising my children on this campus, I mean, they learned to walk at the MSU band practices. As toddlers, they fed the ducks on the Red Cedar River. They went to the Child Development Lab for preschool. I learned a lot about the university from that perspective, too, but there's just so much more. And so an immediate priority for me, and something that I've already begun doing, is just learning more about the campus very broadly. Obviously, another priority for me is helping the board move forward in the concerns that are ongoing from the survivor community, from the Attorney General, from the broader Michigan State community. How do we learn the lessons that need to be learned from the Nassar abuse and the fallout and apply those going forward to make sure that something like that never happens again, but also importantly, to address the ongoing sexual misconduct that's happening on this campus. We've seen in the most recent survey, which I commend the administration for making it public and transparent, what can we do to make Michigan State a leader for all colleges and universities? The concerns about safety on campus are not unique here, but I see Michigan State as having a unique opportunity to learn from really difficult lessons and hopefully not only bring this campus community forward to be a safer place for everyone, but also to do so for institutions of higher education across the country.
And what about some of your long-term goals then, Trustee Kanacki? We hear things about the dwindling demographic of simply college-aged kids and more the digital disruption kind of hitting higher ed too. But for both MSU and higher ed, I know we could have a conference on this, but sort of some of the challenges and opportunities.
Long-term, my goals are for the university are very much couched in what I see are unique strengths that Michigan State holds. So first, having the history of being a land-grant institution, which from the time that President Abraham Lincoln signed the legislation into being to create a university like this, it was meant to expand educational opportunities very broadly. And that's something that you see today, both in terms of the diversity of who our student body is, but also the wide range of things that one can study coming onto this campus. Another strength I see that relates to my long-term goals is the incredible community of loyal alumni. No matter where I go in the world, and I've traveled the globe presenting my research as a scholar, everywhere I go, there is a connection to someone who has very strong ties to Michigan State. And at a time where many institutions of higher education are having to ask very difficult questions about budget and about pedagogy. You know, do we put more courses online? Do we try to target different demographics or groups? How do we compete with the various pressures related to economics and just technological change in the 21st century? I see an institution like Michigan State really uniquely poised to address those challenges, both because of our historical legacy and also because of having such a wide sweeping alumni base that spans the globe. And so for me, a long-term goal for Michigan State would see this being a campus that will continue to grow and thrive as a community where students come here not just to develop a specialized expertise so that they can go on for their chosen career or occupation, but also so that they come together and experience life with people they've never met before, different cultures, different backgrounds, and live together in a community, preparing them to then go on to wherever they are next and not just have a professional expertise, but also understand what it means to be a citizen, a member of a community filled with people that have all kinds of different views and all kinds of different perspectives and how we move forward. So I want to see Michigan State be an institution that continues to grow in that way. And so a long-time priority is certainly anything that furthers that. And one of the big things I think relates to the short-term priorities we already talked about, making this campus as safe and welcoming as possible.
And Renee Kanacki, I'm wondering in particular about those law students you'll deal with every day. Sort of how has your profession evolved and what kind of a legal profession are you sending students out into their challenges and opportunities?
So I think one of the biggest challenges for legal education today is making sure that our students are prepared to deliver legal services in the way the public needs them. Mm-hmm. And so part of that has to do with affordability, legal services that the public can afford, that also matches what it costs to go to law school, the cost of a law degree. I think it also has to do with education about what lawyers can do. One of the main reasons why individuals and individual households that face legal problems don't use lawyers is they don't actually recognize that they have a problem a lawyer could help solve. Mm-hmm. That's an information gap that I have studied, researched, and written about extensively. How can we make legal services more accessible, affordable, and widely adopted by the greater community? And then I think legal education is not immune to any of the other pressures that various professional schools are facing right now with respect to increased competition, the changes that we see in terms of technology and disrupting some of the legal jobs that some of us that might have graduated a few years ago held, for example, as a young associate. I did a lot of document review that involved boxes of documents in a warehouse and yellow legal pads, and that was very time consuming, and a lot of that can now be done through technology tools. Just because those kinds of jobs have been disrupted, though, I don't think in any way suggests that we don't have a need for lawyers. In fact, I think the need for someone who has a strong legal education, who understands the Constitution in this country, who understands the laws as they should be applied, but also how to reform them when needed, who understands how to go out and see an injustice, and if there isn't a legal remedy, understands how to advocate for change. Those are all things that law students learn, and we need more people learning about those things. So I'm very optimistic about the market for legal education.
My guest has been Renee Kanacki. She's Michigan State University's newest trustee. And before I let you go, just summarize for those joining in on our conversation what you'd like them to know about you and sort of what you hope to accomplish in your tenure.
Well, when I was asked to take on this role as trustee, for me, it was, it was a real honor. I mean, to have Governor Whitmer ask me to step into this role.
I can imagine how that phone call was received.
So that was a real honor, and I am so grateful to her for the opportunity, because it gives me a chance to take on a role of volunteer service and give back to a community that I care about very deeply, in part because it is where I got my start as an academic. After spending a decade at the law school here, that set me up for many other professional opportunities. So I will always be indebted to Michigan State for that, but also because it's a place where my children have grown up, and I want them to continue to think of this campus as their home and to see it thrive. And so it's not very often that one gets a chance to give back in such a tangible way to an institution that has given so much, both personally and professionally. And I'm quite humbled and honored to be able to do that over the next few years.
Well, Trustee Kanacki, it's been great meeting you. Welcome to MSU, and best wishes to you and your colleagues and President Stanley moving forward.
Thank you so much.
That's Michigan State University Trustee Renee Kanacki, and I'm Russ White. This is MSU Today.